Well, first of all, thank you guys for joining. Want to welcome everybody to another wonderful edition of Saturday AM Live. And if it's not wonderful in your part of the country, I'm sorry. But spring has finally arrived in Oregon, and we've had a couple 70-degree days, and everything is going beautifully. Some things a little bit faster than I want them to. But I'm hoping that's the same for everybody else. I don't think there's still parts of the country getting that white stuff. But and also want to remind, at the end of the call, when we're done with our guest, if you use the two buttons, star 6, we'll open up the lines for a little discussion, kind of a processing to kind of, I guess, just say, hey, what did you get from that? How are you going to implement that? You know, facilitating that kind of stuff. So just want to remind you, don't do it now, though. Don't hit star 6 now, because everybody's muted, and it keeps chaos at a minimum if we can do that. So a few weeks ago, we had our guest with us, Dave Stoltzfus, who is a veteran of this industry for a little over 40 years now, and taught us some key principles of his heart system, the utilizing 3x5 cards with 5 in, 3 out, utilizing the box. Mine's a stack because it's easier for me to grab. But if you missed that conversation, I encourage you to go back to SaturdayAMLive.com and listen to the recording, and that'll give you kind of the basis of what we're going to go into today. So with that, Dave, thank you again for carving 30 minutes out of your Saturday morning.
My pleasure, Vance.
And let's just jump in here, and let's see, we're 4 months into the year. We've got an amazing convention contest going on right now. Before we get into what I call the 6 C's of liberation, of literally living a liberated life, with the 3x5 cards, share with us what some of the success stories that you've discovered of people that are utilizing the heart system to date, since, I mean, it's been underway now for about 4 months. What do you see going on? What do you see taking place? Because I've listened in on the calls on a weekly basis, and I hear some of these people, but for the rest of our group, share with us what's happening.
Well, I'm a firm believer. Well, good morning, everybody. It's a pleasure to be on the call. Vance, I'm a firm believer that whatever you start to implement, generally it really takes about 90 days of maturation before you really begin to see the real the real fruit or the real results of that. And fortunately, we are now into the box process and the 5-in, 3-out kind of thing for the last 4 or 5 months. And I'm so glad I did that, because for the month of April, which was the first month of the qualifications for the convention, for the leadership invitation, it has really exploded our business for the month of April. And I know that the incentive had something to do that with the double volume. But I've never seen this kind of response come about, because people were prepared, people were in a rhythm, people were in a groove, people were in a system, and they weren't just emotionalizing the fact that they were going to go to the convention. They had something that was working for them that they had implemented 3-4 months ago, and now we're really beginning to see the results of that, and we are sponsoring some new people who will go to the convention.
Wow.
Just simply because we have taught them something that is very simple, very easy, and more than that, it's fun to do. And I will frankly tell my people when I sponsor them, if this is not fun for you, you will burn out and quit.
Mm-hmm.
And I would rather try to do something and implement something that's not hard, but it's fun. And we build on what we shared on the last call, Vance, that everybody is a natural networker. You know, we all talk to people. And it's only that when we get them into NECAN that they stop talking to people. You know, and there's something wrong with that picture.
Mm-hmm.
And what's wrong with that picture is that we make everybody a target.
Sure.
You know, and we want to get this person into NECAN. Whereas if we would continue to be natural networkers and find how to build relationships and contact people to go have coffee or go have lunch, take them a gift, you know, which we talked about the last time again, I mean, this prospecting thing can go on forever because that's who we are. We're just natural networkers. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, too often, when we sponsor somebody, we take a natural networker and we teach them how to market. And that just somehow will eliminate about 80 to 90% of those recruiters, of those people who are natural networkers and who could continue to recruit. So we are having a lot of success with this program, Vince, and I'm excited to be able to go to the Riviera on with some of our new people that we've just sponsored.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like Nikan, you know, contacted you 4 or 5 months ago and said, "Hey, Dave, put together a really mm-hmm. good, simple, fun system because we're gonna, you know, make it worth your while."
Right.
And yet we know they didn't because nobody knew about this, and the timing of it could be better.
Yeah. And what's also nice with this program, Vance, is that once the convention contest is over, they still have a system that they can work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like, okay, what's the next motivational thing that I'm going to go for?
Sure.
And what's the next hype that I can go? And, you know, a couple of years down the road, we wonder why people get burned out.
Yeah. Well, and the business is in place, if you want to call it that, because
right.
all we've been doing is just simple duplication.
Right.
Let's talk about, and for a quick review, 5 cards in per week done over the process of 3 years. It comes out to a little over 1,000.
It comes out to 750.
Okay.
If you take the 3 weeks, 150 weeks times 5, is 750 names in your box. That's the fun part of this program, is just thinking of people that you want to put in your box. It doesn't mean you're going to contact them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just building this thing, and the next thing you know, every 30 days, if you're going through that box every 30 days to select the 3 that you're going to, that you want to recruit that week, then that name that you put in there this week might not hit you that you really want to contact them for 2 years.
Sure, exactly.
Because you're going to go through that box about 36 times, excuse me, in a 3-year period. And as we're teaching people to do some of this stuff, you know, the big word is, the operative is relax. Just relax. Just because you put that name in that box doesn't mean, you know, we do 100 lists and we do our pressure and pressure and pressure and we just got to, it's no wonder people burn out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wrote down from our last conversation, enjoy the process. And
yeah. Yeah,
I labeled this next step, what I want to jump into, the 6 C's of liberation, as in C as
mm-hmm.
cat, Charlie,
mm-hmm.
And because for me, it's like so many of the other people that are utilizing it, it just really has put the fun element back into it. It's not a
mm-hmm.
it's not an employer or a
mm-hmm.
boss. It's
mm-hmm.
just, this is something that I do. So there's 6 steps in really maximizing this, and we covered number 1 already, which is, you know, we got to create the box. We got to get that rhythm going. 5
right.
in, 3 out. What's that next step, and
okay.
why is it so imperative to doing that every week for 45 minutes to an hour?
The first two steps of the 6 C's, and I like your 6 C's of liberation, but the first two steps of that has nothing to do with contacting people. And so we're getting people into a system that has nothing to do with contacting people. Everybody can do that. Everybody. So we have already helped them create a little bit of success with those first two steps, and that was just creating the box. Get yourself a 3x5 card X box that holds 1,000 cards, and that has an alphabetic 30-day divider, alphabetic as well. And you try to put 5 new names into that box every week. And there's times when I put more than 5 in. And people say, but what if I don't put 5 in? The operative word is relax. You know, this is not pressure. If you're going to put 3 in and you can sleep that night or that week, then go put 3 in and sleep. You know, relax. And the second C then is consulting the box, where and this is a real secret to this whole process, is that you sit down for 1 hour a week, generally the end of, right at the end of the, sometime over the weekend, and you just kind of go through one-fourth of that box for that week, and you try to select three people that you would like to meet that week. And you meet with them from the not from the standpoint of targeting them for NECAN, but you meet with them from the standpoint that you really want to meet this person, get to know this person a little bit more. That's step three. Then when I get into that, and so you're just trying to consult three people, contact three people. That first step, creating five in, that can happen throughout the whole week. I mean, I'm always bumping into people, and they go into my cardex. They go into my cardex because I might not have shared NECAN with them, but maybe 6 months from now I will. You know, when I'm sorting through who I'm going to consult that week. And then the third step is that contacting those three people. And one of the, let me just go back to step three just for one quick second. That 1 hour, set aside 1 hour with a cup of coffee. That I will guarantee you, people don't believe me when I say this. I will guarantee you that will eventually, if you can create the habit of doing that, that will eventually be the most productive 1 hour that you will ever spend in your NECAN business for the whole week. It's just that 1 hour. Because the reason that we have so many followers and not enough of leaders is because the followers want the leaders to think for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's why 10 years later, I still have platinums asking me how to recruit. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous because they haven't put a lot of thought into recruiting. They have just wondering where the next seminar is going to be and who can I call and all that kind of stuff. When we sponsor somebody, and that'll get into another step, but when we sponsor somebody, it should be so simple, so basic, so natural that that person can literally sponsor two or three people without us.
Mm-hmm.
Two or three people without us. You know, the word is simplicity. And I've always told people, I'm beginning to tell people, sponsoring doesn't take a lot of training. Sponsoring takes modeling.
Mm.
You have to model sponsoring to the person you're sponsoring. And if you don't, and that modeling is that simplicity, keeping it very simple. Do you have a portfolio when you sit down with them and with some sheets in there as to what a person should go through 15, 20 minutes with that new person? If you don't, you're not duplicatable. And no wonder 10 years later they're still calling you to help you sponsor somebody. You see, now we have, you know, a lot of people feel so pressured sometimes that their lifestyle has to fit into NECAN. And I want NECAN to fit into my lifestyle.
Absolutely.
There's a big difference there. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're never going to have a huge organization that's in your downline, because you just won't have time. And so that first step of contacting these three that third step now of contacting these three people, think of just giving a gift. Vince, do you have that verse in front of you, or that verse that you shared with me?
Proverbs, I think it was 18:18, and a gift given opens the door to the leader.
To the leader, or I think it says also to the king.
Yeah, to the king, yeah.
Yeah, a king. What is that, a royal diamond?
Yeah.
Opens the door to a royal diamond sometimes because of the modeling that you're doing. A gift can be anything. Gift can be a CD. Gift can be a DVD. Gift can be a book. My wife bakes bread, and she gives a loaf of bread when she's out there talking to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's amazing. She'll sell more products than what I will.
Yeah.
Because she is a people person, and she's a giver instead of a taker. And, you know, people today are really savvy and conditioned against salespeople because we're bombarded with it every day. And so if you approach your prospect as a target that you're going to sell them something, then your job's going to be hard because those walls are already up after your first two or three words.
Mm-hmm.
Because those walls have already started going up. Give a gift. And I don't know why people are such in a hurry to dump everything onto that first appointment because you only need three of the right people, and it'll make you a royal diamond.
Mm.
How much time can I spend with people to sort through to find those three people? And if you don't do your sorting properly, you're going to be spending a lot of time with people who aren't going to do this business anyway.
Sure.
You think they should. And what misguides us is that these are good people. These are decent people. They'd be perfect for NECAD. But for some reason or another, it's not for them, you see. And so that third thing is just contact. That third C is contacting that person. And then and if that person, wants more information, or you might even be giving a little product. A little product could be a I always carry – I got a frog in my throat here. I always carry these little power patches with me. My goodness, those things are dynamite when it comes to a gift, giving somebody something.
Mm-hmm.
A rollout could be a gift. Think about giving something and and seeing how that person responds to you, not just to the gift, not just how they're responding to NECAD. How are they responding to you? Because when they sponsor, and this is a key thing that everybody on this call should write down, they're not sponsoring into NECAD. They're sponsoring into you. They don't know NECAD. They're sponsoring into you. Have you built a trust relationship even the first 30 minutes? Do they trust you? Do they like you? Are they sponsoring into you? And that's what I try to create every time I sit down with a prospect. Can I get them to buy into me? Am I making them feel comfortable? Am I giving them the impression that I'm going to reach into their pocket and grab some money? A guy that I've done that with just recently, really a new person. My goodness, he's calling me all the time just to spend time with me. And I've set that up. I built that we have fun when we get together. We talk about a lot of things, and somehow we get NECAD in there, and we work. And he's one of the guys that just spawned, he and his wife. And I really honestly believe, with what their volume is already this month, that they will be in Cancun with me. They want to go with me, not just to go to NECAD. They want to go with me. And that's the thing that you can develop, guys. If you spend that 1 hour of just thinking, how can I go and bless this person? How can I get to know this person? How can I get that person to know me? And then relax. Because you have 150 weeks to find these three people to make platinum on your way to Royal Diamond.
Now, this couple, how did you know them prior to them registering with me?
They were actually they're actually a third level to me.
Mm.
And so, and that's another key. I just reached down in there. I saw they came to one of the meetings, and I loved them, and we got to talking, and I got to share a little bit as to who I am. They got to share with, who they were. And the next thing he was calling. Said, "Dave," he says, "I want to have lunch with you." And it wasn't just to talk more about NECAD.
Mm.
It was to just really get to know me, because he was really thinking about doing this business.
Sure.
And he wanted to know who I am. And now it's gotten to the place where we'll probably end up meeting twice a week for about 3 months.
Wow.
And now, for 150 weeks, if that would be a first level, it doesn't matter, if that's a diamond leg eventually, doesn't matter.
Hmm.
150 weeks, guys, already found my one of the three legs to go make Royal Diamond. Now all I got to do is have him continue to build that trust relationship. So now he trusts me with his people.
Exactly.
See? And he's already doing this. Trust factor is huge. And we somehow think that, if we throw up enough of mud up against a wall, something's going to stick here somewhere. Well, even if you think that thought, something's going to come out in your presence with that person, and subconsciously they're going to look at you and say, "I'm not mud." See, I mean, it's amazing how we give off those vibes, and I'm not mud. I'm not here to be used by you, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to think that way too. God chastised me a number of years ago. And he said, Dave, there's no one that's created one single person and put them on this earth for your financial selfish desires. And so go build relationships. So that's that's how I contact people. I'm there to get to know them. I'm there to get them to know me and to see whether or not they can sponsor into who I am.
Mm-hmm. And that brings us to 4 and 5. And as a quick review, 1 is creating the box.
Right.
2 is consulting the box.
1 hour.
3 is contacting the 3 and, you know, copying.
Yes,
whatever,
setting up what gifts am I going to give them.
Making that contact with that gift. And then 4, again, 4 and 5 are tightly related, but it's kind of, this is where the sorting process comes in.
Yeah, you have to separate them.
Yeah, and so number 4.
Is connecting the consumer. Now, obviously, by this time, the person is sponsored. You know, and I'm a firm believer. You really don't have to do a lot of training on sponsoring. Just model. When you're in front of the person that you're sponsoring, just show them how easy it is, simple. Tell them 1/10 of what you know, so that they are hungry. You know, always leave them hungry so that they want to know more, they want to come back to the meeting, or they want to get on the phone with you again or something. But I don't have a sponsoring step in there because it's modeling is what it is. It's just modeling. Because if I create the box and I consult the box and I contact the 3 people properly, I'm going to sponsor the numbers anyway. You know, I'm going to sponsor those 1/3 of the people. And they are going to be divided in 2 different groups of people. One's a consumer. And a consumer can be a wholesale buyer, can be a retail customer. But it also can be a wholesale buyer, and you just very subtly let them know. In fact, in my sponsoring portfolio, I have a real simple. I typed out a real simple 1-page of what the NECAN compensation plan is all about. And so when I sense that when I'm sponsoring them, or as I was recruiting them, that they're really not that interested in a business or want to do this as a business, I still leave them literature. If you leave them literature, it's not high pressure.
Sure.
If you try to talk about 15 minutes on the comp plan, now you're pressuring them. Unless the person is really asking the right questions. Then I'll take a whole hour in talking about the opportunity, you know, if I have interest there. So you connect the consumer, and the way you connect a consumer is you really create a consumer database in your email. And, you know, once a month, don't bombard them with emails. But maybe once a month you just need to stay in contact with them and maybe put a little attachment there of an article on the products or an article in the news or something like that. Just keep them informed. Keep your consumer informed. And then also that's a good time and a good way that when you have a guest speaker coming in who's going to be speaking on the products, that's a great time to invite that person. Now, the mistake that we make, Vance, is that we will never communicate with that person unless they're a business builder, but we never really communicate with just a consumer 6, 7, 8, 9 months down the road until there's a person who comes in as a speaker, and now we want them to come because we want to charge them up to become a business builder. You see, the consumer will feel that. You've neglected me for 9 months. Now suddenly someone comes in that has some product knowledge, and now you want me to come so that you can sponsor me as a business builder.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's not the way we should treat people. It's not the way we should treat our consumers, because the consumers is literally that lower level foundation of your whole organization. That wholesale buyer, that retail buyer, you know, that's what business builders build their PB on, including other business builders. And so the second group is that business builder. Now, how do you connect the business builder? You connect the business builder into the rhythm of the business. The rhythm of the business is a weekly event, a monthly event, and a quarterly event. That's where you connect them.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know you have a business builder? They'll show up. And if they don't show up after a couple months, you take them off your business builder's contact list and put them on your consumer's contact list.
Mm-hmm. It's, you know, Dave, I think about this, and it's sort of like at the your more organic style grocery stores, not your
mm-hmm.
big ones like Safeway or Albertsons or Tom Thumb Page, but your smaller, more guess family friendly, whatever you want to call them, but they have a bulletin board.
Mm-hmm.
And on that bulletin board, they host events, whether
mm-hmm.
it be a cooking class or they mm-hmm. have a guest speaker come in who's going to talk about, you know, organic foods or whatever the case
mm-hmm.
may be. These are not people interested in going into the grocery store
mm-hmm.
industry. They're not
That's
looking
right.
to manage a store. These
yeah.
are just consumers that want to be more effectively trained
right.
and educated. And that's where we have to separate those people and allow people to be just educated consumers.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're going to get a, you know, bombardment of emails from
mm-hmm.
our upline that, you know, they go out quite a bit. I mean, I send out one a week. They're getting usually one a week from Nikan, and that could be a lot of stuff. So, because
mm-hmm.
They're in the system, but taking that time to educate them, and that's where you're, you know, connecting the business builders, they'll rise right out of that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We see that happening. What's step number six, and then I want to go into the kind of the effect of sponsoring so people can see the simplicity of it.
Okay. Let me just make this one comment about a consumer, Vince. When you have a consumer, and if you treat a consumer like a consumer and you treat them well, consumers will find consumers for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because they like the way they're treated. My wife recommends Schwann's to a lot of people, not because of the Schwann's product. I think she's in love with the Schwann's driver, you know, and I kid her all the time. And guess who gets a loaf of bread when he comes, you know, kind of thing. And so consumer will connect consumers. And the time that they don't do that is when you start calling consumers and say, hey, will you bring three people to my restaurant next week? You know that kind of thing. It's badgering.
Yeah.
You should let business builders know that. And so, that fourth, fifth one is separating consumer from the business builder. And do this intentionally. Do this with a lot of thought that you put into that. And the second thing is controlling that bonus check. And these are some raw numbers, guys, and they're just really, really very general. But if you want to be safe in your finances, guys, when you get your bonus check, start in the habit of when the bonus check is low. Set yourself an account if you want to, but take 50% of your bonus check and earmark it for what I call your taxes, your donations, and your investments. So whatever we have left over from our donations and our taxes, Ellie and I will put into investment. You see, because sooner or later, Uncle Sam's going to come and say, hey, you owe me money with your bonus checks, you haven't set anything aside.
Mm-hmm.
So learn how to put 50% of that aside, earmark it into an account somewhere, and then take 25% of that bonus check, earmark it for your business, and take 25% and earmark it for you. And when you do that, you're going to learn how to work for yourself. You're going to learn how to manage finances that your boss doesn't manage for you. You know, generally, you don't get the taxes coming back if you're self-employed. Generally, when the boss is taking out money and all that kind of stuff. So, and I'm not saying from one first month or second month, but that's a real figure. That's a real raw figure. Controlling your bonus check, because a lot of people say, oh, yeah, well, we can take this trip because we had a nice bonus check. Well, just be careful. I guess that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, and we got that. We received that letter today from the IRS saying that,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're based on our figures. We estimated we paid too much, and
yeah.
we received this much back. And I looked at their amount, and it was zero.
Yeah, right.
And I thought, well, that means we did it accurately.
Yeah, right,
you know,
exactly.
You set aside the right amount and you
That's
paid
right.
accurately.
Right.
So before we get into sponsoring, just a quick review for those of you who are writing these down. Create the box is number one. Consult the box. Contact the three. Build the rapport with them. Get together with them. Give them a gift. Four is connecting the consumers. Five is connecting the business builders. And then six, and finally, controlling my check, control my check, which essentially takes you right back to number one.
Sure.
Create the box, and it's that simple process, that weekly habit of going through it, and you know, there you have it. What have you discovered, Dave? And when you shared this, probably it was in January, February. I thought, you know, I just sponsored a couple people, and I looked back over this list of effective sponsoring, these five steps, and I thought, well, I did that. I did that with all of them.
Yeah, exactly. And what I'm seeing concerning the process is that it really works, because I'm seeing my new people use the process,
mm-hmm.
and they're having fun doing it. You know, obviously they're a little raw, and we talk about what their successes and their failures are, but and plus it relaxes me as a leader, because I know what I have to tell them.
Sure.
I know what I have to tell them. And my goodness, at step one, it's not hard to create the box. It's not hard to consult the box if they set aside 1 hour a week to contact three people with a gift. They're natural networkers. They love doing that. Okay, now you have someone who's interested. Well, is this a consumer or is this a business builder? You have to have guidelines. You know, you have to have guidelines. And in my mind, I will say to a consumer or a business builder, not to them directly, but in my mind, don't tell me you want to build this business. I mean, just don't tell me. I'd rather you wouldn't tell me. Show me. You know, show up at the meeting. Get me in front of people. Show me that you want to build this business. And if you're not showing me, I'm not going to badger you.
Sure.
You know, I'm not going to twist your arm. And I'm just going to go consult more people in my box and work mm-hmm. the numbers, mm-hmm. and then controlling that check. It's probably the easiest thing to duplicate and the easiest thing to share that I've ever done in my 40 years.
Wow.
Ben. And right now, you know, as I look at it, and I'll tweak it a little bit, but I don't know how to improve upon it, because too often my improvements, you know, went into this rabbit trail of being complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah. And part of that, to find out or to weed or to sort people from the consumer to the business builders, you kind of discover that during the sponsoring process of
mm-hmm.
putting them in, showing them, I'm just going to scribble or run through the five that I learned from you that, again, were so liberating. Putting them and taking the time to enrolling them, and you can do that. I've done that over the phone,
mm-hmm.
and but then helping them order the products,
mm-hmm.
Helping them pick them out. And three is immediately when they're online, and this is so much training and equipping can take place with this. This third one is connecting them to the library
mm-hmm.
and the quick links,
mm-hmm.
because the library, with now that it's been completely overhauled, is so.
Mm-hmm.
So imperative. And then I know I asked on step number four, because it's kind of challenging doing it long distance, but number four is giving them a rollout.
Yeah.
Allowing them to, because they may be signing up just to buy a few products, and it may not even include a sleep system, but that's a big gift,
mm-hmm.
making sure that's in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then number five, the last one, is invite them to a gathering.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that they are plugged in, and I love the fact that if we'll take people through those five steps of effective sponsoring, then we literally set them up to say, you know, this wasn't that difficult. I got online, I enrolled, and you know, they helped me find the products I wanted. They connected me to all these super, super duper links and the video
mm-hmm.
links. Oh my goodness, you could sit there and educate. And I did this the other day.
Mm-hmm.
A couple came over, and they wanted to learn specifically about bone health and about the RAM technology. And I pulled up both of those videos
mm-hmm.
online, and I just turned the laptop in front of them on the coffee table and let the videos do the education.
Yeah. And you just made my point, Vince, and that is that you were modeling.
Mm.
You weren't just telling them. You were modeling, because when they go home, and they now have someone that has that same question, wants that same information, they can direct them to those sites,
mm-hmm.
to those links. You were modeling that.
Mm-hmm.
And you were modeling something that's very simple, very easy, duplicatable. You know, I mean, people need to get that first tape, Vince, because we talked about the invisible network.
Yeah.
You know, it's way down in there. And what you do with your visible network will determine whether or not you're going to have a huge, huge invisible organization that you never see, meet, or hear from, or anything. And that could be 80% of your bonus check in time.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to do with modeling the simplicity and the duplication. And, you know, and I've always said, we need to stop being the library, and we need to be the library card. You know, where do I get this information?
Yeah, I remember when you said that statement probably 8-10 years ago, and
yeah.
I thought, oh. And you backed it up by saying, you know, it makes us feel valuable when we can be the library and help people find that, because they'll always be calling us. But we have a friend, a mutual friend, who was a diamond in Nikan, and he said, you know, when he sold his business and walked away, he said, you know, nobody was calling me anymore. I thought, is that a bad thing, really?
Yeah.
And because we've connected them to where they can get the information, so they're not relying on us. And that's the freedom of what network marketing should be. And what Nikan should give us is that people shouldn't be calling us for everything.
Mm-hmm.
They should be able to go directly to. And oh my goodness, I cannot tell you how many times over the last few years when people call, say, you know, that really sounds like a technical question that I'll bet distributor services, you know, our customer service department, because Daryl Merritt has really trained them, and I'll bet they could answer that for you. And it's not that I'm trying to shove them off. I just want them to use the system that's out there.
Exactly. And, you know, Vance, you mentioned a word that is very important, and it makes them feel valuable.
Mm-hmm.
See, I still know tons and tons of people who don't want to be on welfare because it doesn't make them feel, you know, and I understand welfare when it's really needed. But from the standpoint of just handouts and gimme, 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 well, we can create a welfare situation in Nikan, and it doesn't create value into that person.
Yeah. Yep. And there you have it.
Yeah. So, anyway, you know, I'm finding, one of the things that Ellie and I are finding is we're finding the freedom, the time factor, that we have so much more time for ourselves and to do what we want to do and things like that. And yet our business is now growing faster than what it has in the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when you see this, and I want to encourage folks that you're listening and you're saying, well, man, that's 6 steps of, you know, the 6 C's and then 5 steps of process. When you put this in motion, just exactly what Dave just shared, that the liberation, the time element of your life, of your day, if you break it down into a pattern. And, you know, Stacy and I, we get together once a week. It's usually on Monday or Tuesday, and we have lunch at the same restaurant. And she'll always inevitably ask, you know, well, what's your week look like? Because we're, you know, going 2 different directions a lot of times with kids and activities. And I'll say, well, you know, I'm having lunch with this person, or I'm meeting this person, or I'm giving a rollout to this person. And because I've spent that time kind of planning things out, and there's so much more liberty, I cannot tell you. And having a weekly schedule, and this is when I mentioned this to a gentleman the other day who's actually going to be eligible to retire, and I said, you've got to come up with a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to develop a pattern, because when you're working for somebody else 8 to 10 hours a day, your schedule, your routine has been dictated to you. But when you work for yourself, you need to create it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I guess you could sit around and be playing video games or solitaire all day and not have anything accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
And it is. That's a step. But
yeah,
you know.
I normally challenge our business builders. You want Nikan or you want network marketing to be a lifestyle for you, or do you want it to be a business?
Mm.
You know, maybe in the beginning you have to treat it like a business, but eventually you're going to have to learn how to create. How to work it as a lifestyle, because if you don't, you're going to either, you know, just move off to the side, as I've done a number of times, or you're going to burn out. And you know, with this kind of thing, Vance, a new person can work this business easily 10 hours a week,
mm-hmm.
15 hours a week, and then a person, once they become a Diamond Royal Diamond, you know, you should have so much fun doing this that you can do it when you're 90, 95. You know, that this is a lifestyle. My lifestyle won't stop, at, hopefully, at 90. And so if NECAN is a lifestyle for me, network marketing is a lifestyle for me, why should I ever want to get rid of it?
Mm. That's the truth.
Yeah. So, and plus, it's rewarding. I mean, the finances of NECAN, you know, what you can make in this NECAN business is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
Anyway.
Well, Dave, thank you again.
Okay.
This has been so rewarding, and I want to remind everybody who's been on the call, Dave Soltis, Royal Diamond, has been our guest. And if you miss something or you want a quick review, you can check out the recording on www.saturdayamlive.com, and that will link you right into Steve Crowfoot's website, which is www.canb4u.biz/s. But the two are kind of synced up. So, Dave, again, thank you.
Thank you, Vance, and you know, I'm going to drop off here, but thank you so much, Vance, and I appreciate your leadership and your faithfulness to this call, man. Thank you.
Hey, no, it's truly, it's my work, because this is how I get trained.
Yeah.
I get all these great people. I know it's kind of a conflict of interest, but I invite all these people so I can talk to them and I can learn from them.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Anyways, give our love to Ellie. Have a fantastic day.
Okay.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Take care, Ben.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.